Impromptu studio dance parties and random high fives brought to you by Core Beer. Take pride, think local, drink Core. It's time for show. 3B is on. Only on the X.
We'll be partying out there tonight. Come out there and take pride in your local beer. Take pride in Core. Bring it out to your tailgates. By the way, their pumpkin pie lager is out. It'll be in six packs in stores quick. It is at all of the pubs now. So if you want a taste of fall, you definitely want to check out one of those Core beers. They are delicious and they go quick. Once they're gone, they're gone. It's a seasonal. So they make so much of it and then it leaves and it's really sad for and then you forget about it and then it comes back. But go try it while it's out. It is delicious. All right. So we got our friends from Breaking Benjamin. They're calling into the show, Bailey. You thought that there was going to be tomorrow. Then they got a hold of Ben.
Oh, what is this?
And so now we are going to, they're calling right now.
Oh, goodness. Okay. So well, we're on.
Here we
we're
go.
Off. We're on. We're off.
Well, we're on now.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the phones. All right. Are you there?
Yes. Let me put you on hold for a minute, and I'm going to get Ben on the phone here. All right?
Perfect. Thanks.
This is some pretty interesting hold music for a rock band.
Yeah, I know. Is this is actually his Breaking Benjamin's hold music?
I don't know.
This is Pocahontas.
What? I've never seen the movie before.
The Disney movie, Pocahontas?
Yeah.
John Smith? Nobody? Nothing?
Yeah, don't have any reference. This is just very weird.
Maybe Benjamin covers this.
Yeah, pop. Maybe this is him singing it. I don't know.
All right, you're on.
Great.
Benjamin, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, man, this has been like when I ask my girlfriend what she wants to eat. This whole process trying to get you on the radio with it.
It's been a bit, Ben.
I don't know. Where do you want to go?
What's going on with you, Ben?
I'm doing good, man. I apologize. When we're out on tour, sometimes it's a little crazy.
I understand.
Rock star stuff.
Right. And any other day, I would be fine with it, but it's my birthday today, Ben. I know that you're calling to wish me a happy birthday.
Of course, I would miss your birthday for the world.
I know that you're doing that. So we ran up here real quick and to check it out.
Benjamin, how is the tour going, my friend?
Oh, man. We're out on tour with Korn right now, so that's pretty damn cool.
Right?
Yeah, and you're coming to the huge megalopolis that is known as Rogers, Arkansas. Ever heard of it?
Of course. I've been there before and had a great time there, and we're looking forward to coming back there.
Well, you have...
Been there and has had a rock.
Exactly.
Food's really good, too, so...
Hey, always. All right, so check this out. You're rolling with Korn with the Nocturnal Underground Tour, you've actually missed it. Last couple of weeks, you've actually missed some dates. Was there flooding up in Iowa? What happened there?
As far as I know, we only missed one date, and it was Cedar Rapids.
Yeah.
And we were ready to rock in the water, man. The venue canceled it. We didn't. Like, hey, we'll still show up.
Yeah, we'll do this. We'll
I thing. Heard you're down to rock out on a boat.
Right.
Not so much fly there.
Yeah.
Though.
There is a thing.
I'm familiar with the water. I spend a lot of time at sea.
Well, you know,
I have my sea legs.
You got your sea legs?
Yeah.
Well, you did. You actually did do a tour. A lot of people don't know this, but you kind of have a phobia of flying. You don't fly anywhere.
Yeah, I don't fly. The sea, she's a cruel mistress.
Well, I was just telling Bailey here, I was like, Benjamin doesn't fly anywhere, and you just took your first European tour via boat. You got on a boat, and you went over to Europe and visited over there. How was that?
It was an adventure, I tell you. You know, it takes 9 days each way.
Jeez. Yeah.
And you're on a cruise ship. It's just nothing but old people, you know?
Right.
And...
Because their old bones can't take flying, Benjamin. You can. I know that it may be a phobia of yours.
Did you join the at sea level club?
Lordy, I you know what? Like, there's so many octogenarians there that, like, it was tempting. But I don't know how, but I controlled myself.
Well, thank
okay,
God.
Okay, all right.
Well, you know what?
I'm octogenarians.
Ben, I'm afraid of flying, too. When I fly... My doctor just gives me Xanax and knocks me out.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that to yourself?
Does Xanax not work? What about weed? Ever heard of it? It's good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff. I love the way it smells, but it makes me so freaking paranoid. If I smoked a bone before I went up in the sky, man, that would not be a good thing whatsoever.
Fair enough.
I'd get all paranoid, I'd freak out, and then 2 hours later, I'd start eating everybody else's meal.
No.
That wouldn't be a good thing.
Fair enough.
Well, we are really, really excited about this. Corn Breaking Benjamin, and this is the final show at the Walmart Amp
for the season. Yeah.
So this is an outdoor venue. We'll be rocking it up here. How is it traveling with Corn? I mean, just getting back on the road with the Breaking Benjamin thing, how is that for you?
Dude, I there's no words to describe with this tour how it feels, because we've toured with Disturbed, and we had a great run with them, really successful. It was awesome. We love those guys, and it was one of the best tours I ever did in my life. But with a band like Korn, it's a little bit of a different experience, because this band is a band that actually influenced me as a musician, whereas, you know, like a band like Disturbed or other bands before, like, I'm a fan of those bands big time. And I love them, and I love their work, but my style was kind of already established when they came out, and that established style was influenced by Korn.
Yeah.
So, like, Korn is, like, a band that made me want to play the kind of music that I play, shaped the style of guitar. Like, Breaking Benjamin just flat out wouldn't exist if not for Korn directly.
Right.
Those first three albums that they came out with, I mean, I didn't even, you know, have Breaking Benjamin. It was when I was kind of honing in my style. And I learned a lot from that music and that style and Jonathan's vocal style. Like, there's a bit of that in Breaking Benjamin. There's a little piece of that in Breaking Benjamin. So, you know, I hear that every now and then from bands, and there's no words to describe that feeling of, like, oh, you know, you influenced my band, or you influenced me as a musician, and that's what Korn is for me.
So
they're an influential band that have shaped my sound and have made Breaking Benjamin, you know, what, not all entirely, but definitely is a major influence in Breaking Benjamin.
What's it like, speaking of Jonathan Davis, what's it like interacting with him now as opposed to, you know, 10, 12, 15 years ago? Is he a kind of older, more mature Jonathan Davis?
Approachable?
Or is he still on that scissorp?
Well, you know, we did a tour with them. Funny enough, we did a tour with them about 10 years ago. It was with us and Chevelle in Korn, and it was only 2 weeks, so I really didn't have, that's my only other experience, I really didn't have a lot of experience, so I can't really speak to that. All I know is how everyone is now, and that's incredible, and everybody has just been mind-blowingly, like, just awesome people to us.
Yeah.
I was standing around talking to Fieldy, the bass player, and he was telling me a story about how when he was younger, it was like Nikki Six for him, you know? It was like Motley Crue and Nikki Six were like, he used to, like, draw them on his notebook, you know? It was like, those were his heroes. And then he toured with, like, 6 a.m., or he toured with Motley Crue, one of the two. And, you know, they became, like, normal people to him, and he spent time with them, and he found out that they were normal people, and I told him, yeah, man, I'm not there, bro. Like, you guys are like fucking superheroes to me, you know?
Right.
So, like,
well, I argue that a lot of people think about this about Breaking Benjamin. I'll tell you a little bit of a story. I have a friend that's a huge Breaking Benjamin fan, huge. And when found out that you weren't touring anymore, or that you might not play ever again, there was a point a few years back that we didn't know that you were sick and things weren't going well. That then when you announced that you're coming back, tears on her face. She is crying because Breaking Benjamin is back together. There are people that are humongous Breaking Benjamin fans. And might I argue that people are buying their tickets to come see you guys with Korn as well. So you have that influence as well. And I'm sure some of the other bands, there's a couple smaller bands on the tour with Nocturnal Underground, probably thinking the same thing about you.
Well, I mean, I'm nothing but honored if that's the case, and I just am so grateful to everyone out there that got us that position, that put us in that position, and grateful to Korn that make us a band to begin with to be in that position, and just to have so many incredible people that, like, and you guys for supporting us and having us on with you and reaching fans. And, you know, it's all full circle, and there's a lot of people and a lot of things that make a band successful. It's not just the band. As a matter of fact, in a lot of ways, like, the band is the last thing that makes the band successful. It's all about the people and the guys like you that support us. So we're just humbled and totally grateful for it all.
And new music coming out from Breaking Benjamin. You guys doing any of that? Thoughts of new music?
Yeah, we're actually, you know, I should say we're breaking up again so that, like, we do come out with something people are like.
The crying thing? No, yes. Yeah.
Right. He likes to make his fans cry. Like,
that's the breaking part.
Tour. Get your tickets now. This is our last tour.
Oh, you're going to do now, the old Ozzy approach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think Motley Crue did the same thing.
No. We're actually writing now for the next album. And have, like, I think 3 songs pretty well worked out. And it's sounding great. These guys are, you know, it's just a different dynamic than it ever was before. When Dark Before Dawn was written, was conceived, you know, like, mm-hmm. they weren't in the band yet. So there wasn't a lot left to contribute. But whatever there was left to contribute, I was more than happy to let those guys. So now we're starting from the ground up, you know, we're starting from scratch with the new guys. And so they're writing a lot more. And Keith, actually, the guitar player, actually sent me a song, that I just sang on. And all I did was, write the vocal melody and the lyrics. Like, I didn't touch a single bit of the music. It's like already like perfect.
Right.
And that's something that's it's never happened before, ever, in the history of Breaking Benjamin. Like, I usually have to do, like, a little tweak here and there and change, sure. like, a little something for the vocal to fit. But this just was, like, perfect, and I didn't have to touch the music. So that's, we're already off to, like, a really
right,
really
sort of
incredible.
Like it's fate. Like, it's meant to be. Like, we're gonna get some Breaking Benjamin, some new music. We play the hell out of you guys here at the X, and we're so stoked about Friday night to see you guys live in person.
Yeah,
this is
glad you're feeling better and you can get back out on the road and do what you were born to do, man.
Right.
Well, we're stoked to be there, man. And you know, I do have some issues and pain and things like that, but being out here and seeing all these incredible people and having all these incredible experiences make it worth going through that pain. You know, life is definitely worth living if you make it that way, and if you dwell on your pain and your suffering, then that's all your life's going to be.
Absolutely.
So just gotta suck it up and get out there and make
rock.
Life the best you can make.
Melt faces.
Yeah, that's right. You're gonna see it. Listen, Ben. There, this crowd. You're gonna see that they're always hungry for a good show, and they haven't seen you in a very long time. So I'm excited for you. So looking forward to it. We're going to give away some tickets throughout the week here for people that maybe hadn't picked them up yet. If anyone else wants to buy tickets, they're going quick. Not many left. Go to amptickets.com to check out more. And
dude, thank you guys so much for having me, man. You guys rock.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Peace. There you go. That is Benjamin. From Breaking Benjamin, that dude. Excited about that show, man. And like I said, there will be some spots where we're going to give away some tickets. I got some details on the way. It's on 3B. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.